Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
More reports of unrest in Syria today, and we're hearing that Syrian security forces killed at least 25 protesters in the city of Daraa. Joshua Landis is the director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma and also the author of the Syria Comment blog. Joshua, can you explain exactly what the protests are asking for and what the government is afraid of?
Well, the protests began a week ago over the issue of 15 school kids who had been arrested for writing anti-government graffiti. But they've expanded. They've expanded to take into account the general Arab revolution that's going on and demand for freedom, for the end of emergency rule and one-party state. So they've become political. But they are so far, they've been isolated to this one region in southern Syria along the Jordanian border. But the fear of the government is that they'll spread to the rest of Syria.
And this aggressive response from Syrian security forces, which they're opening fire and reportedly opening on fire on protesters who are unarmed, and in one particular case, according to Human Rights Watch, simply walking down an alley. Is that a surprise to you, or is that a par for the course?
Well, the government is taking this very seriously, and they're worried about being overwhelmed, obviously, if this spreads, as happened in Egypt and Tunisia and other places. So their tactic seems to be, at least in the last few days, is to come down very hard and try to contain this and scare people.
You know, Josh Landis, one of the things that Syrian Americans say to me when they talk about their country being distinct from Egypt and some other places in the Middle East is that the powerful image of what happened in Iraq after 2003 constrains the people of Syria from embracing something that might develop into chaos. But something seems to have changed, really, in the last 2 weeks. What do you think it is?
Well, that's true. I mean, the government's trying to present itself as the shield between Syria, a stable Syria, and a chaotic Iraq, saying Syria could become like Iraq. But Syrians are saying, well, no, we're not like Iraq. We don't have to be sectarian. We can rise above this. We don't have to live in fear of ourselves for eternity. And already, Syria has lived under dictatorship for 45 years. But this is a big question. Every Syrian is asking themselves, can we do it?
Well, and let me ask you to answer that question for them. How stable is the regime? What is the possibilities that an uprising there could be successful?
Well, as long as the Sunni economic elite, which runs the economy, sticks together with the Alawi military and security elite, probably the government can do what it wants. But if the elite splits, then anything can happen.
And are we seeing signs of those same kind of splits, or perhaps even a split in the military that we've seen in other places?
Only if these demonstrations spread to Damascus in a big way. So far, the Damascene upper classes are looking at this dusty, poor town in Daraa, and they're trying to figure out whether they want to join them or not.
Does Daraa end up like Hama in a slaughter?
You know, obviously you're seeing it on a small, very small scale, and people are making that comparison. Hama was very different. It was in a different period, a different technology. But, you know, obviously this is what people fear, is that the fight could spiral downwards.
Josh Landis is the director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma, also the author of the Syria Comment blog, talking about the Syrian security forces who've killed reportedly at least 25 protesters in the city of Daraa. Thank you so much, Josh.
My pleasure.
And the terrifying memory of Hama, which took place back in the 1980s, the details of which are still unknown.
Not long enough ago for us to have forgotten.